فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. In this podcast, we will go through the rules of Mad that we have mentioned in the previous podcasts, that there are, in the rules of Mad, the letters of Mad are known by the Alif Sakina preceded by Fatha, or Waw Sakina preceded by Dhamma, or Ya Sakina preceded by Kasra. Similarly, also the letters of Mad, including Maddullin. So letters of lean are two kinds. One of them is the ya or the waw. So ya sakina, if it is preceded by fatha, or waw sakina preceded by fatha. So for example, ya sakina Quraysh, as-saif. This is also kind of mad bilin. Lean means ease, and I think I have mentioned this at the beginning of the rules of Mad, if you go back to the podcasts and listen to them. And the waw sakina, like khawf, khawf, it's a lean. So this is also kind of waw sakina preceded by fatha. Now, mention that the Mad al-Asli is, that is the Mad, it does not have any cause, it does not have any reason for making the Mad, because it stands alone by itself, it's a Mad. So, Qala. And the example I mentioned in the Quran, it's Nuhiha, Nuhiha, Nun Waw Haya, and Ha Alif. So, three of them are Mad. And We have also talked about the Mad al-Far'i, which is the derived Mad or the detailed Mad, and we call it also in Arabic al-Mad al-Mazidi, al-Mad al-Mazidi, which means the stretchable Mad. The Mad that has a cause and a reason for it. So the ulama have divided this Mad into two categories. One of them is called al-Mad al-Far'i, al-Mahmuz, which is the caused by Hamza. And the second one is the one which is caused by sukun. And inshallah we will go through the one which is caused by sukun, but before we go further, we will look at the second part inshallah. In this category of mad caused by the hamza, which is al-mahmuz, we have said that there are four kind of mad caused by the hamza. And one of them is called al-mad al-muttasil, and the ulama call it al-mad al-muttasil because it comes within one word, muttasilan. And it's called wajib, compulsory, because the ulama, all the qura, the qira'at al-ashr, which is the 10 readings and the 10 qura, they have not made it less than 4 seconds. So this is 4 counts, or 5 counts according to riwayat Hafs an Asim min tariq al-Shatibiyya. So you cannot reduce the length of this mad less than 4. It has to be 4 at least, or 5. And that's why it is wajib. It is compulsory by all the qurra. The second one is called al-mad al-munfasil, which is separated one. And I have detailed that in the previous podcast, that Mad al-Munfasil comes in, the Mad comes in one word, and the Hamza comes in another word, such as Fi, and then you say the next word, Anfusihim. So it is also 4 or 5 according to Tariq Hafs min Tariq al-Shatibiyya. So if you do the Mad al-Wajib al-Muttasil 4, you need to do the Jaiz 4. And we say ja'iz because according to the other tariq, min riwayat hafs, and according to the other qira'at, you can also have 2, 4, 5, 6, which means it is permissible according to the other qira'at. But according to the way we are reading at the moment, most of the Muslims who are reading riwayat hafs and the common people, we read 4 or 5 seconds al-munfasil. So if you say tabbat yada, that is alif and followed by hamza, you would say tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. So you do not say tabbat yada abi lahabin unless you have read from a sheikh برواية حفص عن عاصم من طريق الطيبة طريق طيبة النشر, which is طريق الجزري. So if you didn't read from a sheikh and have not been given permission to read in that manner, you better stick into the common one, which is 4 or 5 seconds. The next one, which is also joins المد المنفصل, similar rules, it is also it's called مد الصلة. And مد الصلة, the one which is we are talking about is the مد الصلة الكبرى, which is the biggest, because صلة is two. One is called صلة صغرى and one is صلة كبرى. صلة صغرى we have mentioned also in the previous podcast about هاء الضمير, which is the ها, the pronoun, the masculine, and that is به or له. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ. That's not the point. I just mention it to understand that there are two kinds of مَدُّ الصِّلَة. But the point here, because of Hamza, is مَدُّ الصِّلَة الْكُبْرَى, such as مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. مَا لَهُ, who is a صِلَة, and then followed by Hamza, which is also similar to الْمَدَّ الْجَائِزِ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, 4 to 5 seconds. I have mentioned all of this. I'm just going through it quickly because the podcasts are there available for you to listen. The following one, it is maddul badal. Maddul badal also, it is jaiz, and maddul badal, which is a hamza followed by a alif. So the origin is amana. You change it into amana. Okay, so it is available in the Quran. You can see it. So maddul badal, you substitute that alif into that hamza, which is there are two hamza following each other. So you substitute the second hamza into an alif. So you would say amana rasulu. So it is two counts. It is also jaiz because we say jaiz because it other in other qira'at you can read it up to 4 and 6. So in this case, this al-mad, which is called al-mad al-far'i, this kind of mad is called al-mad al-lazim. And the ulama call it al-mad al-lazim because lazim and wajib in Arabic language literally the same meaning. But in ulama al-tajweed, when they say wajib, it means something, and when you say lazim, it means something. But in fiqh, in Arabic language, al-hatm, al-maktub, al-lazim, al-fard, al-wajib, they all the same meaning. Of course, except madhab al-imam Abu Hanifa, al-wajib, al-fard, they have a difference of terminology and definition. But what we are talking about ulama al-qira'at and ulama al-tajweed, when they say mad wajib, it means that is compulsory, but it means it is not less than 4. It has to be above 4. When they say lazim, which means it is compulsory that all the qurra and all the ulama have recited it and have read it with 6 counts, which is 6 seconds. So it is not less than 6 seconds. So this mad caused by sukun, there are two. One of them, two categories. One of them is called madul asli, sukun asli. The other one by sukun arid. So, because it needs more details and explanation, I will leave the al-mad al-lazim fi sukun al-asli and mad al-lazim fi sukun al-arid for the next episode, insha'Allah. Jazakumullahu khayran for listening. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئاً مريئاً والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى.